We're going to begin today in Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we'll read verses 18 and 19. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Now, after you get your Bible open to Deuteronomy chapter 18, be ready to turn after that to Acts chapter 3. That will be the next passage that we'll go to. So if you want to write these down as you open up your Bible and follow along in this lesson today, Deuteronomy chapter 18 will be the first passage, and then we'll go to the book of Acts chapter 3. Let's begin reading in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, and let's remember that we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about who Jesus is, and we've looked at several aspects of who Jesus is, and in this particular series of lessons, we're talking about who Jesus is not. And so in the first lesson, we looked at the fact that some people believe that Jesus was just a man. That is a false view. We look next at the fact that some people believe that Jesus is an angel. That is likewise false. Today we're looking at the doctrine that says that Jesus was just another prophet. He's just another prophet like Isaiah or Jeremiah or John the Baptist or Moses, but he's not really the only begotten Son of God, and he's not deity. Now that is the belief that is shared by over 1 billion people in the world. And of course, I'm talking about the religion of Islam. We're going to respond to this view today. We're going to look at what this religion teaches. Then we're going to compare that teaching and refute that teaching by going directly to the Bible. Let's begin as we read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. God is speaking here to Moses, and he said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, that is, he will come from the Jewish people, like unto thee. He will be like you in some ways, that is, he will be like Moses, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. That person will be considered guilty in the sight of God. Now let's turn next then to the book of Acts in the New Testament. And as you're turning to the book of Acts, remember that any time the Bible in the New Testament gives you an explanation of something written in the Old Testament, you have the highest authority. You have the best interpretation that could possibly be found because God himself is telling you what a passage that he gave earlier actually means. Now in Acts chapter 3, the Bible is talking about how that Peter is preaching to the people and he's preaching Jesus Christ to them. So down in verse 22, after he's talked about Jesus, he appeals to this very passage that we just read. He quotes Deuteronomy chapter 18, Acts chapter 3, verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now remember, he's applying this to Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say in verse 26 that it is Jesus Christ that he's talking about here. So there's no question in Acts chapter 3 that the fulfillment of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 is Jesus Christ. Now you see, these rabbis in the Jewish nation had talked about and wondered about and speculated about who that prophet would be and what he would be like. And so when Jesus came in the first century, you find that there were people who looked at that passage and looked at him and wondered whether he was that prophet. But there were also some of those Jews that looked at John the Baptist and they asked him, are you that prophet of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18? So some of the Jews made a distinction. Some of the Jews said that the prophet of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, is different from the Messiah. But what we find in Acts chapter 3 is that the prophet that Moses wrote about in Deuteronomy chapter 18 is the same as the Messiah. So what I'm saying is this. The Bible does call Jesus a prophet. He's a prophet because he spoke for God the Father. He spoke on behalf of God the Father. But Jesus was not just a prophet. He was certainly not just another prophet. And that is the false view that we want to respond to in this lesson. And that is the belief of Muslims today that Jesus Christ was just another prophet of God and not deity and not the only begotten Son of God. What does this religion teach about Jesus? This religion that we're hearing more and more about as our world changes? What do they actually teach? Well, what we're going to do in this lesson is to go straight to some statements in their highest authority, and that is the Quran. What do these people believe about Jesus? What does the Quran, what does the Islamic religion teach about Jesus? Well, they believe that Jesus actually lived. But they teach that Jesus was a man. They believe that Jesus was one of many in a line of prophets that ended with Muhammad. And of course, they believe that Muhammad was the final prophet of Allah who restored the true religion. So in Islam, Muhammad is more important than Jesus. And Muslims will not hesitate to tell you that he is more important. You even see that in the confession that they make. The confession that you've sometimes heard, quote, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet," end of quote. Now, here are some things that the Quran says about Jesus. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word. Another statement is, Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. Then the wording gets even stronger. Now remember that I'm reading straight from the Quran, the highest authority of a religion that claims over 1 billion people in the world. This statement that I'm looking at now says, they do blaspheme who say Allah is Christ, the son of Mary, but said Christ, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Another one says, Christians call Christ the son of God. This is a saying from their mouth. In this they but imitate what the unbelievers of old used to say. Allah's curse be upon them, how they are deluded away from the truth. So the Quran teaches that it is false that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, the Savior of the world, and God manifest in the flesh. In other words, they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. And not only that, the Quran says that the whole story of Jesus' death on the cross never happened. That they said in boast, we killed Jesus Christ, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. So they deny that Jesus was deity. They deny that Jesus was crucified, but they believe, they say, that Jesus was a prophet. And so sometimes today you will hear some Muslim interviewed on a television show saying, well, but we Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet and we respect Jesus. Well, they say this, but they don't believe he is who the Bible says that he is. And so they do not really respect Jesus because they deny that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Somebody says, well, how can they believe that Jesus is a prophet and not believe what Jesus says in the Bible? Well, here's their so-called explanation. Here's how they try to get around that. They say that the Bible was originally given by God, but that the Jews and the Christians later corrupted the Bible, and so they say that the Bible that we have right now that we're reading from is not really the true Bible, that that Bible was different when it was originally given. So it's been copied and retranslated and so forth, and it's been corrupted, and the original message of the Bible has been lost. Now, that's what Muslims say, and that, of course, is absolutely false. In a few months, we're going to deal with the evidence and the proof that the Bible that we have is the inspired Word of God. So we don't have time in this lesson to deal with this. But what I'm pointing out right now is that the truth is Muslims have a different book, the Quran. Muslims have a different leader, Muhammad. Allah of the Quran is not the God of the Bible. He's not the same character. He is not the same nature. The true God, the God of the Bible, does not order and does not approve of the things that the Quran says and that the Islamic religion teaches. And to show how different these two religions are, I'd like for you to turn to John chapter 18. John chapter 18, and I want to notice just one verse. John chapter 18, verse 36. Now, this is Jesus before Pilate. Now, remember, Pilate is a Roman official. He represents an earthly empire. And Jesus is explaining to him here that his kingdom, Jesus' kingdom, is not like the Roman Empire. John 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." It's not an earthly empire. It is not a political system. It is not an earthly kind of kingdom or nation. It is a spiritual kingdom. It is not of this world. But notice what he says right after this, in verse 36 of John 18. "If my kingdom were of this world, if it were some kind of political system, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence." Now the interesting thing is, Jesus had earlier given the apostles the right to protect themselves, and in so doing, he gives us the right to protect ourselves. And the New Testament teaches that governments bear the sword, that is, they have the right to protect themselves, Romans 13, verse 4. But what Jesus is saying here is that the kingdom of God, that is, the church, is not spread by force. We don't kill people just because they are not Christians. And friends, that is the difference between the church and the Islamic religion. It is the difference between the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran, and it is the difference especially between Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, and Muhammad. Jesus is not just another prophet in a long line of men who spoke for God. He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world.